Good morning. This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The death toll in a stampede at a religious congregation in Hathras district of Uttar Pradesh has reached 116. The stampede took place at a satsang of Bhole Baba in Phulrai village of Sikandra Rao Tehsil yesterday. Officials said that stampede took place when devotees tried to get a glimpse of Bhole Baba after the event ended. State Chief Secretary Manoj Kumar Singh said 72 bodies have been identified so far. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has ordered a thorough probe into the incident to determine the underlying causes and prevent such tragedies in the future. A high-level committee has been constituted to investigate the matter under chairmanship of ADG Agra Zone, which will submit its report within 24 hours. President, Vice President and Prime Minister have expressed grief over the tragic incident. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke to Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath on the tragic incident. Prime Minister has announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from Prime Minister's National Relief Fund for the next of the kin of each deceased in the mishap. The injured will be given 50,000 rupees. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has also announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees each to the families of the deceased and 50,000 rupees each to the injured. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has assured that the government is very serious on the issue of paper leak and the guilty will not be spared. He said necessary steps are being taken on war footing. He said this while replying to the motion of thanks on the President's address to the joint sitting of both Houses of Parliament last evening. The Prime Minister informed that arrests have been made across the country on the NEET examination issue and necessary steps are being taken to make the process foolproof. He also informed that the government has already brought a strong law to deal with such menace. The Prime Minister asserted that in the Lok Sabha polls, people have given a mandate to the NDA for stability and consistency for third term. He said the government will work with 3 times more strength, speed and to bring 3-fold result. Taking a dig at the Congress, he said the countrymen have voted for the party to sit in the opposition and it could not even cross even 100 seats for third time in a row in the general elections. Mr. Modi added that Congress and its ecosystem are trying to impress upon people that they have defeated the NDA. Later, the Lok Sabha was adjourned, Sendai, after adopting the motion of thanks to the President's address. The session of the Lok Sabha, which had convened on 24th of last month, ended a day earlier. Speaker Om Birla said, during the session, the lower house recorded 103% productivity. In Chhattisgarh, 5 Maoists have been killed in an encounter with security forces in Narayanpur district. District Superintendent of Police Prabhat Kumar said after receiving intelligence inputs about the presence of Maoist in Kohkameta area, a joint security team was sent to the area. The Maoist ambushed the security personnel in the forest bordering Maharashtra and started indiscriminate firing. Security forces retaliated the firing. In the exchange of fire, 5 Maoists were killed. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar reached Astana in Kazakhstan. He will represent Prime Minister Narendra Modi and lead the Indian delegation at the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, SCO Summit, which will be held tomorrow. Kazakhstan Deputy Foreign Minister Alibek Bakayev welcomed Dr. Jaishankar on his arrival. Yesterday, the External Affairs Minister met Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister of Kazakhstan, Murat Natliu. Minister of Electronics and IT Ashwini Vaishnaw will inaugurate the Global India AI Summit 2024 in New Delhi today. The summit marks a pivotal moment for India as it underscores its commitment to fostering responsible artificial intelligence AI development on a global scale. In Assam, flood situation has further deteriorated. More than 11 lakh people are reeling under the deluge across 28 districts. During the last 24 hours, 3 more persons died in Tinsukia and Dhemaji, taking the toll to 38, while another was missing in Biswanath. And that is the end of this news bulletin.